Hello.
Hey, there. We got a fresh timer. We got a whole brand new hour if we need it. We won't need that long though.
Okay.
Now, are you?
Got a number, Colin. It's like a Lexington area code.
Yeah. So our phone system, it's called a VoIP, Voice Over Internet Protocol. So it just hunts for an available number and just picks one that's nearby. I'm not a programmer, so I don't know the intricacies of it, but that's what I'm told that it does. Terry, you're in the central time zone, right?
No,
you're not Eastern. Oh, you are Eastern. I can never keep track. I know parts of Kentucky are one and parts are the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then we throw daylight savings in there and goose us all up all over again. And then for company name, Terry, I've got Custom Home Creations. Is there an Inc. or LLC behind that at all?
No.
Okay. And then, so for this address, we, actually, let me think. Yeah, no, okay. We do need your address. I'm just going to call it your address in Lexington.
Okay, well. I don't know it. I don't know his
name. Oh! Oh, okay. Then let's do yours so that it matches your credit card billing. And then we'll get your address for Lexington. In fact, we can do that for your during your onboarding call. So the address that I've got showing up is 300 Maysville Road, Carlisle.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And then are you using...
But like you said, I'm going to show up. On the show up in Lexington, right?
Yes, we'll switch.
Yeah.
Yep, we'll switch that over. Yep.
Yeah.
And then are you using your 859-227-9057 as business line also?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Let's see what else is on our checklist. Okay, so let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. Well, today I guess is pretty well shot. It's booked. Let's see. So I'd like to schedule this call at your earliest convenience. I don't like to take your money and then us not get to work right away. And the onboarding call really kicks off our work. Because we basically get our marching orders from you. So, let me see. I'm looking at Monday. Looks like the earliest is 10 a.m. So there's a 10, 11, noon, 1, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 6 o'clock. Would any of those work?
Yeah, hold on just a second.
Sure.
What? You say you got appointment Monday? What time? What is Monday? Oh, 4 o'clock. We can do it Monday morning.
Monday morning, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let me grab that appointment. And then in just a minute I'll send another email your way. Actually, I have to put it on two calendars. There we go. And I'm also double-checking everything. Once I verify information with you, I like to just carry it over because I'm that way less chance for error, but I do double-check them. So I'm skimming through here, too. There we go. Are you ready to eat turkey next week? I know I am.
Okay.
Here we go. Make sure we got everything right. All right, there we go, Terry. So I've got another email on the way to you. The subject line on this one reads Local Splash CIE. I know it's strange internal coding. My radio just started playing the most god-awful music. Some kind of super heavy metal. Ugh.
It could be worse. It could be rap.
Oh, yeah, that would be worse. Definitely. Definitely. Did that email make it to you, Terry?
Which one?
Local Splash CIE. It would be the last one I sent to you.
Yeah.
Awesome. If you could open that up, there should be, it's a calendar invitation, and there should be a yes, no, or maybe option.
Uh-huh.
If you could hit the yes, that would be great.
All right.
Let's see if that updated on my end. Not yet, but we'll give it a minute. Sometimes it's a little slow getting back. Is there a send option or any other kind of a notation like it might be telling you to... Oh, there it is. I see my patients. I don't have many. If I'd have waited 2 more seconds, it updated already. It's perfect. So I'm just so you and I are on the same page. I'm calling this your rented space in Lexington, okay? It's a Google thing. Rented space in Lexington. There we go. Okay. There we are. And then, Terry, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Text.
And then what would you like us to show for your hours of operation?
Probably like 9 to 5.
That is about what I would recommend. And Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Perfect. I kind of giggle at these young guys that have us list 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. or 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. or and then Monday through Sunday.
Actually, I get up about... I get up about 3, but it takes me 6 hours before I can get in shape.
That's about me, too. I'm up at 4, and it's 4 hours before I start work. And that's getting going time. I've got to do my house chores. I've got to have my caffeine.
Yeah.
I've got to just sit and stare at a wall for a few minutes.
No,
yeah.
I look out my window, and I'm the only one up every morning.
Yeah, me and the dogs.
I'm still sitting here when everybody goes to work, you know.
Right. our morning routines. I know I can't sleep in anymore. I miss the days when
at the most 4 hours a night, most times 3. And my doctor,
oh my gosh,
you know, he told me that, you know, that's not uncommon. You know, older people don't require as much sleep as younger people.
He said if you
weren't getting any sleep and you were tired, then you got a problem. But, you know, it's like I get up at 3 o'clock and I'm ready to go, but my body ain't, but my mind is. I mean, I'm not sleepy.
Yeah.
Anymore, you know, I'm full awake. I'm fully awake.
Right.
But he said, as long as you're not tired. And I said, no, I'm not tired. I can go work all day and come home and go to bed at 10:30 and be up at 3 o'clock the next morning, you know, and work.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not tired. If I'm not sleeping, he said, well, don't worry about it.
There you go. And that's me too. I wake up and I'm wide awake. My mind is ready to go. My body's not. Mind is though. So
yeah.
I know. All right. That all looks good. And then Terry, on your website, there is no additional charge for it, but would you like to add us to add a payment method? Like if you use, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, any of those?
No.
No? I'm with you. I've always, especially when you've got bigger invoices like you typically do with construction, most of us don't want to pay the, whatever 3% that those guys charge. That's a chunk of money on a bigger job.
Yeah.
Okay. So far, so good. It's all looking good. All right. So let's go ahead. I want to set up your security question and answer. So a couple of things that I want you to know. We don't ever call you asking for more money. Unfortunately, with increased visibility, you may get people like the scams you were just talking about calling. So we set up a security question and answer system. What I would recommend, if you get a call from someone asking for money because, I don't know, I don't know how their minds think, but that you need to pay them in order for your website to do this, that, or the other, whatever. Obviously, if you feel fit to purchase whatever they're offering, you're free to do that. But you can decide either way, and it won't affect what we do or what I've told you is going to happen. Honestly, I would just tell them no, or you could ask them the security question, and they won't have the answer, and then you'll have your answer. So I would also recommend if somebody from my office calls, Terry, this is Moises from Local Splash, I would still ask the security question. If it's actually us, we're not going to be offended because we're the ones trying to keep you safe. And then we'll have the answer for you. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Looking.
Now why would somebody else call me?
Quite often, companies like Yelp will call as you have increased visibility, and they'll want you to sign up for a subscription to Yelp for more visibility for your business or for your website. That's usually what it is. It's usually somebody like Yelp or MapQuest. Trying to think of some of the others that may call you. Chamber of Commerce is a good one for doing that too. Chamber of Commerce usually is a little bit more transparent. But sometimes it's confusing because you just are signing up today to get increased visibility to get customer calls. Those people take advantage of it. So yeah, you just, so that you know, it's not us calling. Almost guaranteed. And if it is, like I said, we'll know the question and answer. So our options for challenge question are mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or first pet's name. Which one would you prefer?
I just say city I was born in.
Okay, and what city is that, dear?
Richmond.
Is that Virginia? Just curious. I don't have to put Virginia in here, but...
Kentucky.
Ah! There we go. Perfect. As I type it, it X's it out, so I have to type it twice and hope I did it right both times. All right. Got that. And then, Terry, on the card that you're using for payment today, is, I think I already asked you, no middle initial on that card, right?
on this card here, it's got my middle name in it.
Oh, okay. And what's your middle name?
Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
W-I-S. All right. And then does the company name appear also, or just your name?
My name.
Okay. And then that all looks good. And then Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And for security's sake, I don't read it back to you, but if you give it to me in four-digit blocks, I'll be able to keep up. And I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. 4428.
Okay.
4150.
Got it.
0811.
Okay.
And 3843.
Almost a good poker hand in there somewhere. Now, there might still be. Yeah. And then, with expiration, please.
1124.
All right. And then the three-digit security code, please, Terry.
Let's see. 324.
Okay. Update that. And then I'll send that through for 298. And then you'll have another email. You'll have two more emails on the way. Nope. It says insufficient funds on that one. Is there another one that you could use?
What?
Yeah, it came back insufficient funds.
Well, I don't know why I would do that.
Maybe your payment just hasn't caught up yet. That happens to me sometimes.
Yeah. I know there's credit in there for that much. Well, I got another card, but I got it on hold because of fraudulent activity. And
oh.
They blocked the card. And they told me it'd be 5 days before I get a new one, and I'm probably like on the third or fourth day right now.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me try something here. Let me see if I can get rid of...
Can you do check over the phone? Routing numbers and all that stuff?
Nope. Unfortunately, I can't. Let me see. I'm going to try and get rid of... See if I can waive the setup fee. That would get you down to $199. Maybe that would. No, it's not going to let me. Do you want to put me on hold and call your bank? Or do you want to give them the call and I can call you back in a few minutes?
They're already closed.
Oh, goodness. That's right. You're on Eastern Time Zone. Let's see. Let's see what we can do. There we go. Now it'll let me get rid of that. Actually, you know what? Let me not do that. I'm going to try switching you. I can actually get you another $50 off on the monthly. And let's see if that would do it. Because that'll actually save you more money in the long run anyway. And I sailed right by what I needed. Well, let me call him back up. Let's see if I can get that off of there. finance supervisor is going to go in and change that to $149 a month, and then we'll try that. Save you some money anyway.
Hello?
I'm still here. I'm sorry. I was messaging with my finance supervisor. He's going to go in and fix it so it's down to the $149 a month. And then it'll take, I don't know, it'll take $50 off of your bill today. So it'll take you down to math in my head. Not one of my strong points. So it's it'll be $149. And then the 99. So that'll bring you down to 248. Do you have a recent bank statement, or can you log in and see what's there?
Mm-hmm. What?
Would you be able to log into your banking system and see what you've got for balance?
Right now.
Oh, gotcha. What's it telling you?
It's not letting me log in for some reason.
Oh, wow. Is it going to behave for you?
Huh?
Is it going to behave for you?
I don't Mm-hmm.
What's that? Did you say you don't have any money?
Hold on.
I hope they didn't goof you up.
Wait a second.
I'd ask you if it was all good, but...
I'm trying to change my darn password now.
Don't you hate it when you have to do that?
Yeah, it wouldn't take my password.
It's like, dang, I took me 6 months to remember it, and then you make me change it. My Google does that to me. And then I joke about breaking the Google.
Well, they're supposed to be emailing me code, but ain't no email here.
Did it go into your junk box? Not working. Don't you hate it when it doesn't work right?
Supposed to be mail me a security code, but I think it's not, there's not an email here.
Okay. I heard you talking to your wife in the background. Would she have a different card that you'd be able to use?
No, it's not my wife.
Oh, no, I meant would she have a different card that you'd be able to use, like with a, what am I trying to say? No?
Oh, crap. They'll give up to 10 minutes to get it.
Oh, my. So, what are you having for Thanksgiving dinner next week?
I hadn't thought about it. I do a lot of smoking. I make something different besides the...
Ooh, I love smoked meat. Love smoked meats.
Yeah, let me see. All right, it finally come up here.
Oh, nice. Any luck?
I'm trying to get in right now.
On one hand, it's too bad they make it so difficult. On the other hand, probably a good thing.
Well, it shows on it. I have it in there.
Weird. Okay. Well, do you want me to try? Want me to try running it through again?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's give her a try. Huh. I can't imagine it could be it. It came up insufficient funds again. I was just wondering if maybe I have a typo in your card number, but the chances of there being one digit off in the card number with the exact same expiration and security code are I would say slim to none.
We can do it so again.
What's that?
4428.
Let me get over there.
4428.
Okay.
4428.
Mm-hmm.
4150.
Okay.
0811.
Okay.
843. And code is 324.
And it's November of 24, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me try that. Nope, it still doesn't like us. That's strange.
That's not right.
Tell you what, so your bank is closed already. When did they say your new card would be there for the account you had to switch?
I didn't hear you.
Oh, your new card for the account you had to switch, when did they say that one was going to be there?
The other day.
Okay.
It's with the same bank. One of them is my credit card. One of them is my debit card.
Oh, gotcha.
The one I gave you was my credit card, and my debit card is the one that they have put a stop on.
Oh, gotcha. Interesting. It sounds like you're probably going to need to talk to your bank, I would bet, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Just in case, I got permission to hold on to the listing for you, being that, I mean, we got this far, and I know you want the listing. So, today's Friday. Ugh, darn it, it's Friday. Okay, well, that's all right. We'll deal with that. So why don't we get back together Monday and you can talk to your bank in the morning and then maybe I can call a little bit later in the day or late morning and see if you've figured anything out. Okay. So what I'll do for right now, you'll get another email that says I canceled the calendar invitation. I have to take it off of my text calendar until I've collected payment. They won't let me set it up. So just so you know, that email will be on the way. But I am going to hold your listing. I already got approval to do that. So I'll hang on to it. We won't work on it. And then, do you think, let me see, if I called you around 11 on Monday, do you think that'd give you enough time?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And you have all my contact information. Feel free to text me or call me if you figure anything out sooner. We're here for about another hour and a half. So if you find anything tonight, let me know, or earlier Monday morning. Otherwise, I'll call you at 11 then on Monday.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it'll be Monday.
Okay, no problem. I'm sorry you're having trouble with this, Terry. I'm sure that's got to be frustrating for you. Okay. No worries. Well, I'm going to hold this for you, and I will give you a call Monday. We'll get her done.
Okay, thanks.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good weekend, hon. Thank you. Bye-bye.